Well, once again, this is Morning Edition on a Wednesday on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair sitting alongside Russ Collins, the executive director of the Michigan Theater. You usually hear his voice on Thursday mornings for Cinema Chat, but tomorrow you're likely to be sleeping in or busy preparing for New Year's Eve, so we thought we'd give you all the information you need on the movie front today. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, we have another big holiday weekend in front of us, and got to admit, there's some football games that are being played. So,
That's right.
Michigan's playing Florida in the Citrus Bowl.
And 1 o'clock on Friday afternoon.
And also at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoon is Ohio State versus Notre Dame, a game that is close to your heart.
It is indeed. I'm so frustrated. Those are the two games I want to watch most. And they're on at the same time.
Well, you know, modern technology, you can put two TVs together.
We'll figure it all out.
You have to get it done.
We'll figure it all out. Of course, Michigan State is playing New Year's Eve as part of the college football playoff, and I know I am among the few in this area, but I really will be rooting for the Big Ten and Michigan State to win.
Oh, absolutely. I think most people are going to be voting or rooting for Michigan State, even if you're Michigan or Ohio State. I mean, I suppose some people would, in a petty way, want Michigan State to lose, but come on.
Well, it must be all the petty people who like to email me and write me.
Ay, ay, ay. Well, anyway, we're not here to talk about football, but go blue, go green, and Ohio State, whatever.
I thought you were going to say go Buckeyes. I really did.
Go Bucks.
There you
absolutely,
go.
Absolutely. Although there's a lot of Notre Dame fans in our area. It is just down the road. So.
Yes.
The Rotten Tomatoes has released their list of what they consider the best reviewed. Now, they're a review aggregator, as was Metacritic. Well, we talked last week about Metacritic, and it's significantly different. So, Amalosia.
So, this is people who have actually seen the movies. I mean, this is not professional critics or anything else like that on Rotten Tomatoes, or is it?
These are professional critics, right. Aggregation of professional critics reviews. And Mad Max, Inside Out, Selma, Star Wars, Brooklyn, Shaun the Sheep, The Martian, Spotlight, It Follows, and Mission Impossible are their top 10.
Hmm.
And, you know, it's kind of an interesting collection of what.
Now, if you kind of review the multitude of movies that you've seen over the course of the year, do you have a list that is somewhat different than what critics have said are the best movies of the year?
Well, I have a really hard time with the top 10 or top 5 or even top 50. I mean, it's...
Because you love movies.
There's a lot of great films out. And, you know, people go, movies. And these days, there are more and more really great movies. And, you know, again, I've talked about this before. So, for example, a film festival like the Toronto Film Festival or the Sundance Film Festival or the Cannes Film Festival get thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of feature-length films submitted. I know for a fact Sundance gets over 4,000 feature-length films. And during the festival, they'll play like 120 of those films. And of the 120, just a handful get picked up for aggressive distribution.
Right.
And only a few of it make it through to being, you know, widely popular or something that you might remember a year or two later. So to me, that indicates that there's a tremendous number of movies. And this has been a big change in the last 10 years because the cost of making movies has gone down. So you can make a very good movie for very little money.
And it will look good.
Yeah, and or be just a credible story,
right.
Even if it's not the best looking film. There's a film on here that's made everybody's top list called Tangerine, which was shot on cell phones, and in a very, very low budget film, but a lot of great, great reviews on it. There was an Iranian filmmaker who literally is banned from making movies in Iran, but he made a movie in taxis on a cell phone, and it really is amazing what people are doing, and with editing software. Anyway, so there's only going to be more and more great movies. Now, there's also going to be more and more really bad movies.
Which can be entertaining in and of themselves.
You know, there'll be more and more movies made, but it's like the music industry. These days, anybody can sit in their room and with a guitar and a digital recorder, make a really credible recording. It's really the quality of the music and craft involved. But the means of expression have been democratized in a significant way, which just means a lot of people can have the opportunity to make movies, which means there's going to be a lot of surprisingly good movies from surprising sources. But that's a long way to say, okay, I picked my list, and I made it the top 15 for 2015. But I also cheated because I included as the 16th film Star Wars: The Force
really?
Awakens. Yeah, it's a really well done franchise picture. So you know, I may be
the only person I know that hasn't seen it, but it's been kind of split between people I've spoken with. They either think it's really good and harkens back to the original Star Wars movie, of which they love, or they just think it's terrible.
Well, yeah, there's not too many
in the middle.
Well, there's not too many critics that are thinking it's terrible. Most critics are thinking it's pretty good. And, you know, don't want to belabor the point, but we're probably going to be talking about that movie 100 years from now, just because the Star Wars...
At least the franchise, if not that particular movie, right.
Even that movie, anyway, as being one of the best of the group. But the movies that I picked, and this is in alphabetical order... Because I could not rate them in terms of the one I felt was the best film of the year. But anyway, 45 Years, which is a British film that's coming, it's playing in the United States. It's not playing in Ann Arbor. It's coming later in January. But it's about a couple that's been married for 45 years. And it's a very interesting and compelling movie about the celebration of their 45th anniversary.
Right.
And they're celebrating their 45th anniversary, not their 40th and not their 50th, for reasons that you learn in the movie. But it's a very human tale, and I liked it quite a bit. Amy, which is the documentary on Amy Winehouse that uses actual footage, a lot of it just kind of family footage of Amy Winehouse as a young person, but also Amy Winehouse as she is in the descent of addiction
and
all
addiction,
kinds of
yeah.
stuff. But it's a very well done, very compelling and sad film. Bridge of Spies, which is Steven Spielberg's film, and he is just such an amazingly gifted storyteller that knows how to use the medium of film. This is a compelling story that is extremely well told, starring Tom Hanks. I really liked it. Carol, which is currently playing and getting Best Actress nominations for Cate Blanchett and Rooney Mara. It's a story about a 1950s female couple and well-written, well-directed by Todd Haynes. Diary of a Teenage Girl, which had a special author screening in Ann Arbor at the Michigan Theater. The author of the original comic book that this is based on lives in Ann Arbor, University of Michigan professor, and I liked the film a lot. I thought it treaded very difficult terrain in a very clever way. Imperial Dreams, which is a film we showed at Cinetopia, that stars John Boyega from Star Wars. He's the black actor, ingenue lead, and he plays a much different character. Inside Out, which is a Pixar animation. The Martian, which is kind of everybody's favorite film. Me and Earl and the Dying Girl. Unfortunately, it's not ending up on people's best list, but I thought it was just great. And it
you
was
did
a...
rave about it from before it's aired here through it, it's airing here and beyond.
I still think it's great. Phoenix, which is a German film about a post-apocalyptic situation. Very interesting. Selma, which is Ava DuVernay's civil rights movie about Martin Luther King. Spotlight, which is a wonderful film about journalism and a very difficult situation with the Catholic Church in Boston. Trainwreck, which is Bill Hader and Amy Schumer and LeBron James.
Who's getting great reviews, by the way.
Yeah, he did a nice job. And Amy Schumer is a comic force to be reckoned with at this point. What We Do in the Shadows, which is a mockumentary about vampires. Youth, which is a film that we're currently playing. Mm-hmm. Go check that out. And again, Star Wars. So anyway, those are my 15. And you can see Carol. It's playing at the Michigan Theater. You can see The Danish Girl, which is Eddie Redmayne and Alicia Vikander, who are in a film that's very compellingly done about a very early transgender situation. Joy, which is David O. Russell's film with a great cast of Jennifer for Lawrence, Bradley Cooper, and many others. And then The Hateful Eight is actually
Quentin
opening.
Tarantino. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, this is not being shown in 70mm here. It's being shown in a couple places in the Detroit area. The reviews are all over the place on this.
As they usually are for a Quentin movie.
It's very, very violent, but it's also really smart. So go check it out.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, wishing you a very happy new year on 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Happy New Year's from Hollywood.